Welcome to day one of ISE 2018. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute. My name is Victoria Barella, and the Trade Show Minute is sponsored by Absen, the LED company, so you can find them at absen.com. I'm here with my guest,
Tim Burnham.
Hi, welcome. Can you tell us a little bit about what company you're with and I guess what they do?
Well, I'm with Tempest, and we make projector enclosures. Mm-hmm. And we're here at ISC for, I think this is our fifth year now at ISC, and it gets better every year. It's amazing.
Good.
We've had a fabulous day so far. It's been quite outstanding.
Good.
Showing our projector enclosures, mainly for outdoor video mapping type projection, but also we're talking to customers for indoor noise attenuating enclosures for digital cinema, for conference rooms, classrooms, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, it's been a great show.
Good. And so you said you've been 50 at the show, but how long is the company around?
Company's been around for about 15 years. Mm-hmm. We're based near Los Angeles in California,
mm-hmm.
where it is much warmer than it is here.
Much warmer. Maybe 30 degrees right now. It's not very pleasant. But at least it's not like the show floor yesterday where
it's
it was
only 50
cold.
Degrees warmer back home.
Yeah. I hear you.
That's Fahrenheit, guys. I'm sorry.
So what about what's on the show floor? I know people at home are listening, but they are definitely interested in what's at the show, too.
Well, we are showing here our large format outdoor enclosure, Cyclone,
mm-hmm.
Which handles projectors from sort of 20,000 lumens up to the 45K
mm-hmm.
Level. We also have the smaller Blizzard outdoor enclosures, and we have some lighting enclosures, too. We also make lighting enclosures. The company originally was a lighting enclosure company,
mm-hmm.
and it was about 7 or 8 years ago when a customer we're not allowed to talk about but think very large ears in California came to us and said they wanted to put some projectors outside and could we help? And I'm going, projector enclosures, how hard could that be? And believe me, we found out.
Oh.
It is not a trivial thing to do.
But and I'm sure your company has evolved.
We have evolved, mm-hmm. and that projector enclosures are now the biggest part of our business.
Mm-hmm.
And we have installations all over the world in scary places, in horrible environments like the Middle East. And I was in Singapore last week at a big installation we have there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it goes.
Sure. Tell me more about what we can find online, too. What's the website?
The website is tempest.biz,
okay.
B-I-Z or B-I-Z,
mm-hmm.
as you prefer. And there you will find all of our products. You'll find manuals. You'll find drawings. You'll find 3D blocks. You'll find more than you could possibly ever wish for.
Sure. And then you mentioned earlier that you said, how hard can it actually be? But I'm sure you've gone over some hurdles on the, you know, over the years. What are some of those hurdles that you've gone over, maybe even recently?
Well, for example, we do a lot of jobs on cruise ships
mm-hmm.
and beach resorts and things of that sort. And one of the challenges you have to deal with is corrosion from salt in
mm-hmm.
the air. And some years ago, we did an installation in actually Atlantic City, New Jersey, in the United States. And there you have a salt fog that rolls in from the ocean most
mm-hmm.
mornings, and it envelops everything in
God.
This salt haze. And when it blows off or evaporates away or whatever, everything is covered in this film of salt water.
So what happens to your
and
enclosures?
That does very bad things, not to the enclosures, but to the projectors
yep.
inside them. And we were doing a job with a large projector manufacturer not a million miles from Kitchener, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And they were great, but they discovered that the salt was damaging the projectors. And so
mm-hmm.
we had a very large gun pointed at our heads. I think this is 2012. And we went out very rapidly with our filter vendor, and we developed a salt fog filter, which we did an ugly retrofit within a very short time,
mm-hmm.
put it onto the job, and totally fixed it. That then became a standard feature of all of our outdoor enclosures.
Mm-hmm.
So through learning, and there are lots of lessons that you learn when you do these kinds
sure,
of
yeah.
jobs, all of that learning goes back into product development, and our customers today are the benefit of that experience
mm-hmm.
we've had in the past.
Anything like that for the lighting enclosures that you've come across, any
yes.
hurdles that you've learned and then obviously improved on?
Yes, indeed, same thing, exactly the same thing. In fact, I was in Singapore last week, we have this installation that we did with our dear friends from Hexagon in Singapore at the Marina Bay Sands, we have about 60 or 70 lighting enclosures, which are literally 50 centimeters above the salt water in the bay around the Marina Bay Sands Hotel. And, you know, Singapore is 40 degrees Celsius. It's 105 Fahrenheit, very high humidity, salt in the air. And they've been in there for about a year, and I was out there just to kind of shake hands and say hello. And we went out and took it. And you have to go to them by boat. Right? So this is a non-trivial thing to do. They're on these pontoons all over the lagoon. And went out there, and we took some apart and took a look at them. They're in great shape. And the lights inside them, our job is to keep the lights working in an environment which is no different out in one of these hostile environments than if they were working in a theater or a studio or on a tour or something like that. And sure enough, they're all looking good. So
good. Well,
we live and learn.
Now I know. Sea salt may be good for your hair, but not for equipment. So we live and we learn. All right. Well, we can find the products online one more time. Where?
Tempest.biz.
Cool. And are you guys on the socials?
People younger than me focus on that sort of thing.
I do know that you guys are on Twitter.
I believe we are on Twitter.
On Twitter, and that's at Tempest_news. Probably on LinkedIn, Facebook.
I think we can count on Twitter.
Yes.
us and the Trump.
Sure. And then you can find me at BarellaVictoria_. You can find the rest of these podcasts posted either on Rave Pubs Radio or our website, which is ravepubs.com/ISE2018. And just want to thank the sponsor. Remind our listeners that our podcasts at ISC this week are all sponsored by Absinthe, the LED company. Thank you so much for coming on to our show.
Thanks, Victoria. It's been fun.